Crimson China by Betsy Tobin. Read by Maggie Ollerenshaw. Share the sweet and the bitter. Old Chinese proverb. February 2004. Sometimes it would be so easy to succumb, to slip beneath the icy surface of her life without a trace. Angie has blundered through the first half of her existence, she thinks drunkenly. Why not cut a fast path through the remainder? She is nearly through the bottle before she realizes that this is what her mother must have felt the night she drove onto the sands. The thought makes her recoil. She did not empathize with her mother during life. Why should she do so in death? For the first time, she wonders if her mother's blighted spirit has not lodged somewhere deep inside her, like a canker. She switches off the car's engine and stares out across the vast expanse of bay. 1 year ago today, her mother had sat in this same spot, contemplating death. She'd been diagnosed just before Christmas with cancer of the liver. Too much bile, Ray had said. Within 4 weeks, it had spread to her lymph nodes. The doctors recommended that she cease treatment and enjoy what little time she had remaining. This apparently had been beyond her. The sand had swallowed her car like an offering. It could happen in minutes, the police told her afterwards. Such was the perilous nature of the quicksand on the bay. A local fisherman had spotted her mother's blue Fiesta lurching across the sand a few hundred yards off Hest Bank. When he'd looked up moments later,